All right. So I, this is titled, Why Do I Love Jesus? And I prepared this when I was becoming a member. And so here we go. So I love Jesus because he sought me before I knew him. My grandma Smith was a member here at Cleveland Drive. My father went to Sunday school here. A bus picked him up from his house. He always loved Jesus. I was baptized here as a baby, but my parents did not take me regularly. In seventh grade, I decided I wanted to go to church. I really can't say why, but I was drawn to God. Now I know it's the Holy Spirit. I wanted to know him, I wanted to love him, and I wanted him to love me. So my dad started bringing me. I sat in service right over there where Ron is, and I really did not understand a thing. But I wanted to come back again and again. There are so many times where I have felt Jesus very strongly in my life. People often say that it is easy to trust in the Lord when things are going well. It's more difficult when we are facing struggles. However, I have found the opposite. I believe God uses my struggles to draw me closer to him because I tend to seek him more during my trials. When my parents divorced when I was about 9, my life got very complicated. Too complicated to explain conclusively here. But my parents both struggled with their divorce, and as did my brother. I didn't have much guidance during my middle school years. There was a lot of brokenness around me. My brother turned to drugs, and at any point, I had access to any drug that I wanted. I never touched a thing. People who know my story often brag about how I overcame that. However, I did not have any temptation to live that kind of life. I felt Jesus in my heart before I knew him. Jesus instilled in me a resilience that I'm forever grateful. So grateful, in fact, that I tried to use my experience overcoming obstacles to help others today. In high school, I continued to be a believer, and this is when I joined the youth group here. I was very proud of my faith. I put a sticker on my car that said, "No Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no peace." Understanding now how teenagers so badly want to be liked and fit in with the crowd, I am very proud that I have the confidence to announce my faith. Another time when Jesus was very close to my heart was when my grandmother, my grandma B, my mother's mother, died. I was living in Minnesota at the time when I found out my grandmother had cancer and was in hospice. We left immediately. We drove overnight. Our car broke down 90 miles from home. Fred's father had a friend who gave us one of his long-distance tows, and I will never forget the gift God gave me, the gift of my grandmother's joyful astonishment as she saw me come into her hospital room, which was the last time she was alert. And I'll never forget how she said my name, Rachel. I wanted to spend the night at the hospital with her, and although I was terrified to be alone with my dying grandmother, I felt Jesus so close to me. I read Grandma the Bible. I patted her face with a cold cloth. I put chapstick on her lips. I smelled her forehead, trying to ingrain her deeply into my memory. After she died, I cried every night for months. She was everything to me. She was the one person in my life who I could completely rely upon. She was strong, and she loved me so much. Her sudden death felt like my life was ending. I felt like I was being swallowed up. But I also prayed every single night. I felt closer to God in heaven than ever before. And God healed me. I now look at those final moments with her as such a gift. This is kind of jumping around, but in preparation for Paige's birth, as my testimony described, I do a lot of praying, and I did a lot of praying. I listened to a few of my favorite Christian songs over and over and over again leading up to her birth. I was pretty scared. I had Fred play those songs during my labor, and I was able to withstand childbirth without medication that was readily available. It astonishes me, but with God, all things are possible. And during the first few weeks of Paige's life, I prayed before I went into her nursery to give me wisdom every single time I went in. I still do that. I have a lot of growth to do. I still get caught up in the secular world, material things, trivial matters. I worry sometimes more than I pray. Even during times when I have not felt Jesus close, I'm still drawn to him, and I can't get him off my heart. I never want to. I hope to model to Paige what love for Jesus does for someone. And it's certainly not an easy path. However, it is the only path I want to be on. Thank you.